So I'm jumping into it like I always do. I believe this is podcast 9. But yeah. So, I don't post a lot on my Instagram. On my main Instagram. It's not like a special page or anything. It's my main Instagram where I just post whatever I feel like. So, keeping that in mind. I have a few followers on there. About like 400 or so. The number is decreasing rapidly, so maybe I'll have 200 by next week. Hopefully not. I don't care. But anyways, so since a number of people follow me, of course I get like about 20 likes a post, because I don't think most of them are active accounts. So a semi-cute guy liked my post, and I just have this weird thing where whoever likes my post, comments on it, or like interacts with my page, I'll just like check out their Instagram, because I'm just like, oh, I wonder what kind of people like I attract. So there's a semi-cute guy, and he liked like two of my posts, and he commented, I like your meme page, bro. Keep up the good work, broski. And so I was just like, I'm not a meme page. Oh my god. I responded, I'm not a meme page, but thanks. Haha. Or lol. So yeah. So I'm sure he thinks I'm a guy, because okay, I don't even post, like, memes. I've posted, like, two little happy core memes, and just, like, whatever, you know, TikToks, too. Like, the ones I find funny, I'll post those. But basically, my page is just poop post, so it's just whatever goes. I can't believe he thought I was a meme page, and he thought I was a boy. So imagine how heartbroken I felt when I found that out. It's okay though. I shouldn't really get caught up in it. We probably don't even live in like the same city. So yeah. That was so funny though. I was on the phone with my friends too, and I was like, he thinks I'm a boy. It's fine. So, do people... Okay, this is another thing. Do people just not think that meme pages can be girls? Because I... way back when, in, like, 2016 through 2019, I had a meme page. It was failing. It only had, like, 36 followers because I never posted on it. But, yeah. I had a meme page. So, yeah. So, obviously, I'm sure meme pages can be girls, and they don't always have to be boys. I should stray away from this topic. Anyone can have a meme page. So, yeah. Also, on my story, or more on my friend's story, I forgot. Yeah, on one of my acquaintance's stories, he did that chain post where it's like, send an X if you don't hate me. And so, sometimes, I'll send, like, the X, or a heart, or hi, or whatever, you know. Because I'm curious about, like, the questions, or, like, what to do, you know. Or something like that. I'm just curious, so sometimes I'll send it. But most of the time, I won't, because I do not like getting caught up in that. It's too much to handle. So yeah. This person named Anthony sent an X. Okay, so I put the same thing on my story, send an X if you don't hate me, and like in a small picture or in a small thing I put, or I don't care, because I could care less. It just less things I have to do and more time for me to watch anime. Anyways, this person named Anthony, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl or what. I feel bad. I'm I shouldn't be calling things like a boy or a girl, because there are different genders. I know that. Well, some people believe it and some people don't. But I am one of those people, and if you're not and you hate me for it, I'm sorry. Okay. I guess your opinion is that sounds so rude. I guess your opinion's valid, you dumb dumb. No, I'm kidding. No, everyone's opinion is valid. Everyone has their own opinion about everything, so I don't really care about it. So yeah. What was I even saying? So yeah, I'm gonna call it a boy because the name is Anthony. Saying the first name won't mean anything. Tony. The name is Tony. Right. So yeah. But the way it's spelled, it's like in this cursive italic and heart, and it has a peace sign. And I'm pretty sure it's a girl. Because, I haven't seen the picture yet. But, oh yeah, the X things were like, send picture and all this and this. So yeah, send a picture of yourself. So they sent a picture. I haven't looked at it yet. And they went, I'm ugly. With so many Y's. They went, I'm ugly. And it's like, okay, girl, calm down. But yeah, maybe it is a girl. Maybe it's a boy. I don't care. Anyways, I have water. Oh yeah, I shouldn't do that, because to some people that might be nasty. So yeah, I have $25 and $3 in quarters, and that's including the 25. So yeah. So I have $23 in fives and ones, and I have $3 in quarters. But I, me and my brother, we were like, okay, so in the morning when our mom gets up, we're gonna go ask her if she can take us to the store, or if she could take us to go get tacos and then take us to the store so we could go get snacks. So hopefully that plan goes through, and hopefully I have enough money for tacos, because he was like, okay, I pay for the tacos and you pay for the snacks, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. So I was like, okay, I'll pay for the tacos, because me and him, we want to get like a lot of snacks, because we don't eat food. Who eats food? What even is that? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, me and him, we eat a good amount of snacks a week. Okay, like at the most would be like 2 bags, so obviously a lot. Anyways, but yeah, there's that. Oh, my teacher. Okay, this isn't like school in general, it's just my teacher, and it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. My ASL teacher, ASL means American Sign Language. So my ASL teacher, one of the assignments was Throwback Thursday, and we didn't even have to throw back anything, you know. Renegade. No, I hate that dance. I hate that song too. Okay, but yeah. So we had to look. Okay, so on Thursdays, we have to like see what our, we have to write down 2 things that we liked about this week and 1 thing we wish we could change. Because there's absolutely no negativity in that class. She tries her absolute best. And this is why I love her. She tries her absolute best to make sure there is absolutely no negativity in that class. And if she hears you even say, like, I'm dumb or something, or just something slightly negative, she'll, like, be like, oh, no, you're not. You're, like, so smart and beautiful and all this. And, like, she'll just go off. But, yeah, that's why I love her. Anyways, my 2 positive things was playing a game with my friends and cooking. Cooking. I'm not sure how I'm going to say this. I'm going to say how I always say it because I'm used to it like that. Okay. But yeah, cooking tortillas, and then what was the thing I wish I could change? I told her I wish I could change that I could sleep. I want to sleep because I have not been getting any sleep. When I would go to bed, it would be, like, at 2 in the afternoon. So, yeah, so I was like, I wish I could get sleep. And she commented, she was like, haha, same. She was like, yeah, I remember. No, she said, yum, tortillas. I remember last year when you were so excited to cook. I'm glad you got to that. Because ever since I was in 8th or 7th grade, I've been wanting to become, like, a chef. So obviously I would have to become a cooking major and be in culinary arts. So yeah, I really want to get in culinary arts. And now that I'm in 10th grade, I... Oh my god, my grades were so bad that I didn't have room to take culinary arts, which is a cooking class. So I was really upset. I was crying because I really wanted to take that class more than anything. I wanted to take it in 9th grade, but at my school we can't. We have to take it in 10th through 12th. So I was really sad about that, and I was crying. It was terrible, and I was like, Mom, why didn't I get it? And all that. I was being overdramatic, but that's just how I am. But yeah, she was like, oh yeah, I remember you telling me last year how you really wanted to cook, so I'm glad you got to that. And then she was like, oh, haha, sleeping, yeah, what's that? With a little smiley face. And I was like, oh my god, this is why I love this teacher. Honestly, it's rare to get, like, nice teachers for me. Because where I live, the people are, like, normally nice. They don't even have to, like, try to be nice. That's just how they are. But I guess it's just in my area. because some of my teachers are really strict or mean. And that's most of the time throughout my life. So, yeah. The nicest teachers I probably have had was in pre-K, my second grade class, my ASL teacher that I had last year, and now I have this year, and I will continue to have her for 2 more years, and that's actually my decision. I didn't have to retake that class, but I wanted to. It's an honors class from last year, so yeah. That's my 12 minutes of my TED Talk. Thanks for coming. No, I'm kidding. Oh, also, I'm sorry if I sounded, like, weird during this episode. I cannot breathe through my nostrils. So, and I can't feel my throat either, so. I don't know if I'm sick or what. I don't think I'm sick. I don't feel sick. I think it's just my dog allergies, because I have big dog and cat allergies, so my dog was rolling all over my bed, so maybe it's that. So yeah, bye for now.